Our next Plant and Snack Sacks finds us just to south and west of Manchester to the farm of Dan Cundy. And how's things going today?
Oh, not too bad. Just kind of doing a little extra. We got a bunch of rain last night, so we're kind of getting all the odds and ends stuff done right now before it dries up, and then we get busy again with chopping season.
Now, so. Do you know, was this about an inch, inch and a quarter?
We got, I would say here, estimated about an inch and a half. It's a little deceiving because we did get a lot of wind, but you know, if you're a farmer, you always check your feed buckets, and usually your feed buckets are pretty accurate, and had about an inch and a half of water in those. So that's my rain gauge here anyway.
So how much planting have you been able to do the week prior when everybody was running crazy trying to get it in the ground?
We actually got everything in that we needed to now, and now we're waiting on rye to come off, and then we'll take the rye off, clean yards, and then we'll put late corn silage in there for fall chopping. So we got lucky and we finished up, or my brother finished up planting. I do the tillage, he does the planting, and then he got a bunch of the spraying done that he wanted to before the rain as well.
That big family operation. How many years have you guys been doing this?
It's a terrible question to ask. I couldn't tell you. My mom and dad both grew up farming. My dad's family grew up farming. So it's generational. You know, I couldn't put an exact number on it. I guess around here, the home farm that we're on, I believe, was late 70s. Mom and dad moved on to that. And then, you know, we've all been born into the area. And my brother and I are both fortunate to be right down the road from the farm. I'm 3 miles away. My brother's a mile and a half away. My sister lives about 10 minutes away to the south of us, and she's there quite a bit. She helps out a lot of the day-to-day as well. She's married to a beef farmer, so she's got to help out there and help him get some stuff done as well. So she's kind of jumping back and forth and does a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff and stuff like that. So,
well, we certainly are thankful for you guys, and I know the work you do with the dairy promoters. And do you want to do a quick – you got some puppies you're going to be giving away.
Yes. Well, it's not part of like a KMCH giveaway, but yes, I have 13 mixed breed puppies. Basically, every color of the rainbow is what you want to call them. They're free to a good home if anybody is interested. In a few weeks, we've got a bunch of them. So
there you go. He wasn't prepared to answer that, but you know what? Might as well. We've got the time. Dan, congratulations. Thank you so much for what you do, and we're certainly glad to be out here on the farm with you. Dan Cundy, our latest recipient in the Plant and Snack Sacks here on KMCH.